China.
He needs some milk.
China.
He needs some milk.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the planet. Drop the ball.
This is their plan, people. These are demons.
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck yeah, man. Welcome to the show, coming to you live from the jungle. The jungle where I get all my fucking, my good energies from these days, you know what I mean? I like to hang out on the balcony, kick it on the balcony and listen to the cicadas and, whatever the fuck kind of butter creeps living there. Anyway, look, I don't know if you've been listening recently to the podcast, but yesterday was probably one of the best endings to a podcast I ever had. The accumulation of it, really, the whole sky opened up, the angels started singing, the rapture, the revelation, the whole thing. It was perfect. And then my fucking memory card just decided, no, the fucking big, he's not even big, the dumb little spastic just fucking cut me off. And by God, I can feel the violence inside me just thinking about it. My blood's boiling. So what I done was, I just fucking shouted at it and it spat it. Head bopped it. And I called it names. And then I put it in the computer and I deleted everything off it I could possibly do. And I swear to fuck, if it says full again, the whole lot. The Zoom, the microphone, the headphones, the phone itself, both my phones and my shoes are going into the jungle. And I'm following them in there and I'm never leaving. Anyway, guys, it is 22:35. That's 25 to 11. I think it's June. It's April the 12th or some shit like that. It's humid. It's sticky. It's 30 degrees. Traffic is light. Welcome to the fucking radio show, ladies and gentlemen. You know the one. The radio show where we play music in the background, but we don't credit the artist because we don't give a fucking shit. We don't care. We just steal. We steal talent. Or also, I don't want to learn everyone's name, you know, and have to credit them. Because if I credit one band, I'm going to have to credit every band. And this isn't big enough to cause me problems right now. How many out there? Hit me up. Every few months, you got to hit me up and say, I'm listening. Usually, I get like two messages, which is, you know, which is two messages more than fucking zero messages. That's what I say. Fuck yeah, we're going to the top, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to the top and we're bringing our knife there and we're cutting everyone else that's up there right across the throat. We're cutthroat. Anyway, I'm feeling good. I'm pepped up, you know. I had a nice day. I'm wearing a fucking linen shirt. My missus got me a linen shirt. You guys are, anyone else out there wears linen shirts? Because you gotta wear a linen shirt, you gotta wear it. You can't let it wear you. Why do I wear a linen shirt these days, ladies and gentlemen? Well, a few months ago I was diagnosed with eye retardation, so I had to get glasses because I have spastic eyes, you know what I mean? They don't focus in on the distance well enough. I just see blurry stuff, so I'm like a full blown autistic geek. I'm spastic. And then I was like, hey, why don't I invest in fucking Bitcoin? My mate talked me into Bitcoin. So I'm wearing a linen shirt on the balcony with my glasses on talking to you. Picture me. Linen shirt. Fucking some sort of faggy Italian designer glasses. Long hair. I'm on the on the balcony. And I own $1,500 in Bitcoin. Holy fucking shit, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to the fucking top. I don't give a fuck about anything. I'm a crypto faggot. Give it up for the crypto faggots. You thought they were dead. You thought they were gone. I would have beat them up years ago. Now I'm one of them. Because I was talked into it. Because I was like, well, what else am I going to do with the little money I have? Let the big banks extract the... Let me think of how... inflation is bad, the inflation is compounding every year, and then I'm gonna lose all my look. I just bought some fucking Bitcoin because I need something to cling on to in this fucking crazy world. Do you hear me? Fuck yeah. Let's go drink driving with the radio blasted up. As soon as I make a fucking billion in crypto, I'm gonna crash a car straight away and just barely survive it. Gotta be awesome, wouldn't it? To make $1 billion in crypto and then fucking crash your car and become a wheelchair spastic the same weekend. Give me some. We're not even behaving today at all, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in the jungle far too long. We got whatever Charlie Sheen's father got in that movie, Apocalypse Now. Did you see that movie? It's pretty racist. They lost that war, didn't they? They don't want to talk about that. Anyway, I was bothered today because I was listening to some media. Joey Rogues had some English fag on. And, you know, it's just a right-wing grifter guy. And then I was like, oh, whatever, you know what I mean? Hey, listen, if you want to have a fucking penis and tits, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to have kids. You know what I mean? I reckon more power to you if you have a penis and tits. You know what I mean? You could, like, fucking milk yourself while you piss standing up. That sounds like a good crack. And even people are like, what about the dressing rooms or the changing rooms or the prison? I'm like, who gives a shit? If you got the imagination to pull it off, I'd say it's a capitalist society, baby. Go for it. Buy some crypto. Get a pair of tits. Fuck. I've just decided that's what I'm going to do when my crypto goes up by tenfold within the next year. I'm going to get a fucking big fat pair of fucking tits. Cheer about Mark. Why? What about him? Oh, he made like fucking 10 million in crypto. He wears linen shirts now. And he got tits. Like full blown fucking Jordan tits. Oh, a boy can dream. A boy can fucking dream. Anyway. Yeah, Joe Rogan on this faggot who was just doing some right-wing grifting, and then he was like talking about the war in the Middle East, and that's when I'm like, don't give me that fucking Israeli bullshit, no. I don't want to listen to this diarrhea, and he proceeded to talk that diarrhea shit about, you just got to kill them all. You know me, I'm a pacifist. As soon as I get my tits with my $1 million of crypto, I'm going to be the biggest pacifist going, but right now I'm a titless pacifist. And, well, I don't know, I just wound you up the wrong way anyway. That's all I gotta say about that. Listen. I had a good day, right? I got up at the crack of fucking dawn. I was in yoga at 7 a.m. The yoga wasn't great today. I tell you right now. As someone who wears a linen shirt who does crypto, the yoga was not great today. Then, I came back. I scrolled for a while. I made a video up for Rumble. Then I went boxing, and now I'm starting to get fit, and then I went for a spar with this fucking Russian cunt, or some Russian looking cunt, you know what I mean? I know it's sick. There is something that clicks in, even if it's like been 10 years, that you have some muscle memory. And this dickhead, right, he was a lovely guy, muscly as fuck, bigger than me, you know, strong, beautiful, beautiful body. But he was a Muay Thai guy, you can tell by the way he stood, it was very square. And I'm so much looser, so I could start, like, I could kind of jab it. Even though I'm unfit and untrained for 10 years, I was still more fluid, you know what I mean? I could jab the shit out of him from a distance. You know, just using that point of a jab. Fuck yeah, boy. Oh yeah, linen shirts, jabbing a fucking pair of tits. From the jungles of Bali, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta leave you. You're absolutely beautiful. We're all gonna die in the end, you know what I mean? You're absolutely gorgeous people. Peace out.